At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
In this bulletin, the Northern Territory government has passed what it says are the strongest bail laws in the country. Australians being warned to get vaccinated before a possible severe flu season. And in sport, Indigenous forward Willie Rioli returns to training with his club, Port Adelaide. The Northern Territory government has passed what it says are the strongest bail laws in the country. The changes are modelled on laws in New South Wales and Victoria, but target more offences and do not differentiate between adult and youth offenders. Parliament was urgently recalled after the fatal stabbing of a Darwin shopkeeper. An 18-year-old man was charged with the murder, and police said he was on bail at the time for serious offences. It prompted community anger and a rush to make legislative change. But amid concerns the move will drive up prison rates, independent MP Justine Davis says the laws may not have been properly considered.
The government said clearly they haven't consulted any experts for this bill because they're bringing it in this state of urgency. We do need urgent solutions, but we need urgent solutions, as I said, that we know are going to work, that we know that we've thought through, that we've had time to do our job that we've been elected to do.
A damning new report has exposed poor conditions within Aboriginal health and wellbeing facilities. The report, co-authored by Infrastructure Victoria and the Victorian Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation, audited 200 buildings used by dozens of Aboriginal community control groups across the state. 82% were found to need to be partially or fully repaired in the next 15 years. One facility in Victoria was described as the worst by local federal MP Julian Hill, shuttered in August due to infrastructural failure and the threat of asbestos exposure. The report calls for the Victorian government to fund and start building up to $150 million worth of related projects over the next 5 years and establish an interim fund to pay out $30 million a year for minor works and repairs. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney has described his closed-door discussions in Washington with US President Donald Trump as wide-ranging and very constructive. Mr. Carney says he feels better about his country's relations with the United States, but he didn't see one meeting resolving the issue set off by Trump's tariff hikes. Mr. Carney also noted that Mr. Trump again referenced the idea that Canada could somehow become the 51st US state. He says he personally made it clear Canada wasn't for sale and said it was never going to happen.
I was clear there in the Oval Office, as I've been clear throughout on behalf of Canadians, that this is never going to happen. Canada is not for sale. It never will be for sale. Some things, as I said in the room, some things are never for sale. And he agreed with that.
A warning, the following story may be distressing to some listeners. New South Wales police say the discovery of two young boys found dead at a property in the regional town of Coonabarabran is being treated as a double murder. The boys, aged 6 and 8, were found dead on Monday before their 66-year-old grandmother was found at the property with self-inflicted wounds and was arrested and taken to a mental health facility. Police say the grandmother was the sole carer of the boys and had moved to the small town around 11 months ago. Western Region Commander Assistant Commissioner Andrew Holland says it was difficult for the first responders.
Look, it was a very confronting situation for the young police officers involved. They've had to force entry to the house. They were first confronted with the body of a young 6-year-old boy who was located in the front bedroom. They then located the 66-year-old woman who had attempted self-harm in that location. She was immediately placed under arrest at that time. And then from that point, police did a further search of the house and located the second young child.
Nurses and doctors have detailed how Don and Gail Patterson's health deteriorated after consuming a poisonous mushroom lunch cooked by their former daughter-in-law. Erin Patterson faces the seventh day of her triple murder trial in regional Victoria after pleading not guilty to all offences against her. She is charged with the murder of Don and Gail Patterson and Gail's sister Heather Wilkinson, along with the attempted murder of Ian Wilkinson. Patient Transport Officer Cindy Hyde said she travelled to Don and Gail's home, where she found the couple vomiting and suffering from diarrhoea. The ABC is to host Professor Jackie Huggins as their inaugural Elder in Residence amid reports of racism at the public broadcaster. The independent Listen Loudly, Act Strongly report, commissioned by the ABC and released in October last year, revealed examples of racism ranging from staff being prevented from workplace opportunities due to a non-Anglo accent to mistaking the identity of people with the same cultural background. The review made 15 recommendations to improve the ABC's systems, processes and support for First Nations and culturally diverse staff. Outgoing ABC boss David Anderson apologised to current and former staff who have experienced racist behaviour and past harms following the publication of the report led by Dr. Terry Jenke. As she commences her role, Professor Huggins says she's already had meetings with management and staff and describes an issue she refers to as the colonial load.
And certainly if you don't have the mass, it can be much more difficult. If there's one or three people working there, you carry that. You carry your history of your people and the circumstances by which, you know, all this disparity happens in our communities. And I guess you need that armour to have that support and look after one another.
Australians are being warned to get vaccinated before a possible severe flu season after an unusual spike in cases across the country. Health officials say low vaccination rates are behind the influenza warning, but Australians have been told not to underestimate the respiratory illness as winter looms. More than 71,000 flu cases have been reported in Australia since January 1st, an unseasonally high rise. The World Health Organization says the rise in cases is unusual, 50% higher than the previous record of flu cases during January to March 2024. The Heidi Museum of Modern Art in Bullen on the outskirts of Melbourne is hosting an exhibition called Black Injustice that highlights the high rate of Indigenous incarceration. It's a collaboration with not-for-profit organisation The Torch, which provides art support for incarcerated or formerly incarcerated First Nations people. Some featured artists have been to prison themselves, and curator Kent Morris told NITV he believes the works will give visitors a sense of hope.
It's a call for action around reducing our hyper-incarceration and addressing the continuing crisis of our deaths in custody. So it brings voices together from across generations, across the country, those of who have experienced incarceration and those who have made comment on it. But it resoundingly says that this situation can't go on, needs to change, and it impacts on all of us.
The once world-leading video communication platform Skype has officially been shut down. Launched in 2003, Skype attracted over 300 million monthly users at its peak in the 2010s for offering free voice and video calls over the internet. In February, Microsoft announced the decision to shut down Skype in an effort to prioritise its other communication platform, Teams. The New South Wales government has unveiled a plan to revitalise Australia's live performance scene. Arts Minister John Graham says the government will offer international music concert tours, discounted arena hire fees at some of Australia's largest venues if they choose homegrown acts to open their shows. Just three Australian albums were in the ARIA Top 100 charts in 2024, which John Graham has labelled a crisis. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says giving Aussie artists their first big break in front of thousands of locals will help them get higher rotation on playlists. To sport, in AFL news, Indigenous forward Willy Rioli has returned to training with his club Port Adelaide after being subjected to a torrent of online abuse that his coach Ken Hinckley has described as a disgrace. The abuse followed comments Rioli made in a post expressing his hatred for rivals Hawthorn, a club which recently settled a federal court case with his cousin Cyril over racism claims. AFL Players Association chief Paul Marsh says the backlash against Willy Rioli was racist and homophobic, while Mr. Hinckley has called for stronger social media laws. Rioli has shut down his social accounts.
Join the conversation on radio, online and mobile. You're with NITV Radio.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny 27, Adelaide, showers clearing 21, Melbourne, a shower or two 20, Hobart, showers easing 15, Canberra, mostly sunny 22, Wollongong, sunny 26, Sydney, mostly sunny 27, Newcastle, mostly sunny 26, Brisbane, also mostly sunny 27, Cairns, a possible shower 29, and Darwin, mostly sunny 34. And that is NITV Radio News.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.